Now, I wonder if you've ever thought about why Matthew, Mark, Luke and John wrote their Gospels. And if you've ever wondered, we might say they wanted to write a biography of a man they knew and loved really well, Jesus. But to be honest, if that's what they were doing, they didn't do a very good job. I mean, Mark starts when Jesus is about 30 years old. So he misses out quite a lot of Jesus' life. He leaves loads of questions unanswered. Where was Jesus from? What was he doing for most of his life? Mark tells us almost nothing about Jesus' family. We don't even know what he did to earn a living before his ministry. We assume he was a carpenter because his father was. Some biography. Now, I doubt that anyone will write a biography of me. Pretty sure that's not going to happen. But one day, assuming Jesus doesn't return before I die, someone will stand up in church and will talk about my life. And I hope they do a little bit better than Mark, because Mark only started 3 years before Jesus died. Misses out an awful lot. You see, Mark wasn't trying to write a biography about Jesus. That's not what he was trying to do. He includes loads of stuff that Jesus said and did, sure. But actually, he misses out quite a lot. And you may not realise this. Mark, he doesn't include the parable of the lost sheep. He doesn't include the Sermon on the Mount. He doesn't include the Lord's Prayer. Now, you'd think they'd be quite important things, wouldn't you? I mean, certainly if I were writing something, maybe I'd want to include those three things. But you see, Mark wasn't trying to write a complete history of Jesus' life. He was trying to answer one question. I'm going to show a video now.
Oh, no.
White guy with a beard.
trying to be angry.
Oh my God.
Sorry about that.
If you like that video, it is actually on our website. You can pop on and click on the link, Who is Jesus? And it comes along with three or four different pages that just take you through a summary of the good news of the Christian faith that centres around that question, who is Jesus? That is the question Mark was trying to answer. And he was trying to answer it not by giving us an essay. People don't read essays. I wrote a lot of essays in my time, and I discovered afterwards that most of them are not read all the way through. They read the beginning and end of every paragraph and then make up some mark at the end. At least that's what they told me afterwards. He didn't write an essay because he wanted to show us who Jesus is. Come and see, Mark says. Come and see who Jesus is. Come and see how he changed the world. Come and see. Then you might want to follow him, to learn from him, to become one of his disciples. So today we are starting our new series, Seeing Jesus, it's called. You were all given a flyer when you came in, I hope. And on that flyer it says at the top, Seeing Jesus. Because that's what this series is all about. And starting today, we're going to be working our way through all of Mark's Gospel eventually, with a few breaks in between. See, I love Mark's Gospel. Do you have a favourite Gospel, anyone? Yeah? Ray, what's yours? It's Mark. Ray's like me, yeah. Anyone else? Luke. Annie likes Luke. John. Matthew, we've had a John. Different personalities, different types of people like different Gospels. It's one of the reasons it's great that we have four of them and not just one. Mark is my favourite. And I love the way that Daniel and Joanna and Sam brought, wherever Sam is. She's over there now. brought it to life for us last week when we had our church family barbecue. It was brilliant. And one of the things in Mark, one of the most repeated words is immediately. There's this sort of breathless sense of Jesus going from one thing to another, barely pausing to breath. In fact, it says a couple of times he didn't even have time to eat. He was rushing from one thing to the other. Mark doesn't pause for breath. He's so eager to get to the answer of the question, who is Jesus? And in fact, he's not a very good writer, to be honest, Mark. He gives away the ending right at the beginning. The very first words of Mark's Gospel, the beginning of the good news about Jesus, the Messiah, the Son of God. But he's given it away already. There's no suspense there. And if you didn't hear that bit, he says it again 10 verses later. When Jesus is baptized, a voice comes from heaven that says, "You are my son." He's giving the game away straight away. There is no suspense, no whodunit. See, Mark begins with this weirdo, John the Baptist. He was a bit strange. No offence, Daniel. Standing in the desert, shouting out that people had to repent of their sins, eating locusts. I mean, apparently they're quite nutritious, but I don't fancy them. I don't know if any of you have eaten a locust. I haven't. I hope I never have to. Telling them they need to repent of their sins. And suddenly, Jesus comes. Mark says, as I said, he just says, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and he was baptized by John. How Jesus heard about John? Because Galilee's quite a long way away from where John was in the River Jordan. Jo knows very well. She'd been to the Holy Land. Don't know. Who he was with? Don't know. Maybe with friends. Maybe on his own. Maybe with his family. Don't know. Like I said, Mark doesn't even say how old he was, because that's not the point. Mark wants to get to the good stuff. In verse 10, just as Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw heaven being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. Then a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." Spoilers. Mark's given away the ending yet again. He can't stop himself. And the rest of Mark's Gospel is telling us what that means. What it means for Jesus to be the Son of God. You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased. This is the foundation of Jesus' ministry. Now, when we start something today, how might we go about it? We might say, we're sending you out there to do such and such. You might give me a checklist. If I'm going to the shops, I have a list of things that I need to buy, and then I've achieved what I've set out to do. If we're going on holiday, I don't know about you, but we make little lists. Passport, sun cream, raincoat if it's Wales. Do you make lists? Blank faces. Yes, we make lists, don't we? And when we've done all that, we know we're ready to go. Well, God doesn't give Jesus one of those. He doesn't set him an entrance exam. It's been 11 plus week. All sorts of children hoping to get into a grammar school or a private school or whatever school they're trying to get into. There's no entrance exam. There's no set of goals. No. When Jesus begins his ministry, God tells him who he is. All the stuff Jesus did and said is really important. I mean, he died for our sins. That is a really important thing that Jesus did. But what's most important is who he is. You are my Son, whom I love. With you I'm well pleased. And remember, Jesus hadn't done anything yet. Sure, he'd been alive for about 30 years. Possibly fishing, possibly making stuff out of wood. Who knows? But his ministry hadn't begun yet. He had no disciples yet. He hadn't healed anyone yet. He hadn't done any teaching yet. And yet God loves him. Doesn't that strike you as interesting? Right before Jesus does anything, God says, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." Who Jesus is the most important thing. Now, on those flyers that I asked you to look at just now, if you'd like to find them, if you don't have one, don't worry, there are plenty more at the back. On those flyers, you'll see at the top, it says Seeing Jesus, and then there's a series of questions all over that flyer. Questions like, what did Jesus do? What did Jesus say? What was Jesus like? What does Jesus mean for us today? These are all really good questions. And Mark helps us to explore those, and we'll be exploring those over the next few weeks and months. But the most important question is the one right in the middle. Who is Jesus? That is the most important question. That's the question that Mark really cares about. Now, you'll also notice, if you look at your flyers, at the bottom of the flyer, there's another question. This is the audience participation part. Everyone starts to look worried. The bottom of the question at the bottom of the question, the question at the bottom is, what do you think? Now we have here, I'll give you half of those. Some pieces of paper. And on that piece of paper, there is, just start handing them out, so just, if you would take one. There's a question, who is Jesus to you? Who do you think he is or was? And then underneath that, there is a box. Thanks, Jeff. There is a box. And in that box, there is space for you to write your answer to that question. So whilst we're handing out these pens, I'm not going to ask you to read out your answers afterwards. And I don't want you to write what you think I want you to write. If that makes sense. I'd love you to write what you actually think. So spend a few moments thinking about it. And then afterwards we're going to collect them all in. I'm doing this at all three services today, and then when I get home tonight, we're going to have a stiff drink, and I'm going to read what you've all written. And then, once we've finished going through Mark, looking at what Mark thinks about Jesus, we're going to do this again and see if anything changes.
If you need something to write on, do feel free to write on the Bible or something. It's not sacrilegious. And when you finish writing, just fold it in half, and in a moment we'll send the plate round just to collect them all up. Remember, I don't want you to write what you think I want you to write. Please write what you think. If you don't know, you can write, "I don't really know." That's absolutely fine. There is no wrong answer to this question. And if you're listening to the recording of this sermon, because you're not here, if you would like to think about the questions yourselves at home, who is Jesus to you, and who do you think he was or is? That is the question. Once you've done yours and you've folded it in half, perhaps you could pass it along to the person on the end of the row, and then they can put all of them in together. Because Jeff's got a basket here that he'll collect them all up. If you could try not to steal our pens, that would be lovely. If you just put it back in the chair, in the little, whatever it's called. Oh, Jeff's getting pens as well, brilliant. If any of you did, at the bottom of the slip, you may have noticed that it said if you wanted to talk to someone about who Jesus is, to put your name there and a phone number. If you didn't do that, but would like to talk to someone about this, probably me, then my contact details are on the cards at the back of church. So you can, if you can't grab me after the service, do feel free to send me an email or give me a call. So these are your answers to the question, who is Jesus? And so over the next few weeks, we're going to start exploring what Mark's answer is to that question, who is Jesus? And we'll see time and again that Mark believes that Jesus is the Son of God. Like I said, he gives the game away right at the beginning of his gospel, but at various points through the gospel, someone comes up to Jesus and says, "You are the Son of God." And then right at the end,
When Jesus dies on the cross, the Roman centurion says, "Surely this man was the Son of God." So we'll see throughout Mark's Gospel what he thought about Jesus. And my hope is that as we explore what Mark thinks, so what we think about who Jesus is might change and grow and develop. And I hope that if you don't know Jesus yet, or you don't know him very well, that by the time we finish, he will be your closest friend. In fact, more than that, Jesus says we are his brothers when we are his children, his sisters. So that's my prayer for this series. That we would all together see Jesus and learn to follow him more closely together. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for Mark, who wrote down these words about your son Jesus. Thank you that he was able to share what he thought, his stories, what he saw, so that we can see Jesus too. And I pray that over the next weeks and months, you would help us to see Jesus in a fresh way, to come to him, to learn from him, to follow him together. Amen.